This is the Secret Life of Mold podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Today, I have a very special guest, Mike Marshall, who's going to be a co-host today. Mike is the Chief Operating Officer with Mold Inspection Sciences Texas. Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Craig. It is great to be on the show once again. I love doing these recordings with you guys. And I'm super excited to be on the show today because I have one of my favorite counterparts from the remediation side of our business, Robbie Jackson, who is the general manager for Blackman Mooring BMS CAT here in Austin. Robbie and I work together on a number of jobs here in the Austin market, and we also do a lot of work with them throughout the whole state. So welcome and thanks for joining us, Robbie.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Awesome. Robbie, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Blackman Mooring BMS CAT and what you guys do?
Yeah, sure. So Blackman Mooring, actually, we were founded in 1948 as a furniture and die shop. We specialized in upholstery cleaning. There was a big flood in DFW on the Trinity River, and that immediately moved us over to the emergency service business. And that's how we got started there. So we've been doing emergency services since 1949. 1981, we began doing catastrophe events around the world. So we became a global company. So really, fire, water, mold is our base business. Some prime examples, obviously residential and commercial, but water, whether it's coming down from the clouds or it's a man-made accident or it's flooding, you know, from rivers, lakes, hurricanes, obviously. We've been involved in every hurricane that's hit the United States in probably the last 25 years. We've got a presence overseas. We've been involved in sandstorms in Dubai. We've been involved in all kinds of natural disasters around the world, typhoons. Man-made, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our cleanups are man-made, such as domestic terrorism, international terrorism. We do a lot of work with the aviation and transportation industry. Some of those, you know, obviously the Miracle on the Hudson, everybody's familiar with that. We were involved in the cleanup, the Asiana Airlines crash in San Francisco. We did that. We did a lot on that job. We do a lot of document recovery, especially for higher education, government agencies. A lot of those are impacted. Typically, what's interesting is we typically store our most important documents in the basement of these large commercial buildings, and that's the first place the water travels to is the basement. So we get a lot of document recovery, film recovery, and then biohazard kind of goes back to the man-made terrorism, really. But we do biohazard on some of these events. You'll turn on the TV and there's been a human disaster. We're usually the first ones called in by the local government to do those cleanups. So we really do a lot of work around the globe. We do a lot locally, obviously. And if it's going wrong, a lot of times you'll see one of our trucks there cleaning it up.
Awesome. So pretty safe to say that any type of catastrophe, you guys could be called on the scene and start the cleanup.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always just a phone call away. Like I say, there's nothing we can't handle. We take care of all jobs, large and small.
Awesome. That's why you're at the top of our list. So Robbie, why don't you tell us how you got your career started in mold remediation?
Funny enough, I didn't even realize we were a mold remediation company until I got started. So I come on board. I've got a real close friend that's in the company that's actually a vice president of our Eastern division. And he called me and talked to me about the career opportunity with Blackman Mooring and the opening they had in my area. So I started out in West Texas 2 years ago, was the general manager out there, and since transitioned obviously to Austin. But coming on board, I knew about fire and water. I really didn't realize all the events that take place around the world, and especially here in Austin daily. It's just amazing how things break, things flood, things catch on fire, things blow up. And mold, especially in Central Texas, but mold is a big deal down here as well. So it was really eye-opening coming in, but it's such an exciting career. It's every day is different. I come to work expecting to be doing one thing, and by the end of the day, we've jumped into about 10 different other things. So it's very exciting. No 2 days are the same, and that's what I love about it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really what I like about the industry, too, is that first thing, we get to help people that didn't really know they needed help until it happened. But we get to do that, and that really fulfills my core values. And it's really great to hear that you got your start with Blackman Mooring through the relationships that you had built over the years, because I think it kind of segues right into our episode this week, why it's so important for a mold inspection company to have relationships with mold remediation companies. Relationships matter. It's true in the personal sense for me, and it's true from the business perspective. Especially in our industry, it just means so much to have great relationships between the inspection company, which is us, and the remediation contractors like a Blackman Mooring, because in a lot of cases, we're displacing residential clients either out of their homes or out of areas of their homes, and having those strong working relationships just maximizes our efficiency, minimizes downtime, and we can get these clients back into their homes a lot faster because they weren't planning on this being a part of their life. And it's one of the other reasons why we created the Texas Mold Assessors and Remediators Association is to build that collaboration across the industry. Sure, wouldn't you agree?
I agree 100%. For most of these, especially when you're talking residential, typically this is a very traumatic experience for most homeowners, most customers in general, right? When they don't realize how big a job this can be going in, they don't realize the risk by not handling it professionally. So I think it's just important, you know, the relationship that we have, it's all about educating the customer, setting the expectation up front, and just letting them know that what they're in for and what to expect or what curveballs could kind of be coming their way along the project.
I couldn't agree more.
Excellent. Excellent. A lot of our listeners may not understand the difference between a mold inspection company and a remediation company and what each company does as far as their service in regards to mold remediation and mold cleanup and natural disaster cleanup. Robbie, what does a remediation company do?
No, it's a great question. So really, a mold remediator, our job is to treat mold contaminated matter or areas, and that can be done by removal, demolition, cleaning, and sanitizing. But really, our job is to stop and reduce the growth or repair the growth of mold, whether it's alive or dead. So you can catch it in both stages. But that's primarily what we do.
Right. And you're also involved in preventative measures to prevent regrowth of mold and you know, further mold problems as well. I'm assuming you guys handle water mitigation and correcting conditions that may cause future mold as well. Is that part of what you do as well?
Absolutely. So obviously, mold needs a couple of things. It needs warmth. It needs moisture and it needs a food source. And a lot of that can be taken care of if you do the correct water mitigation up front. So anytime there's a water loss, it's important to address it, get it dried out properly and quickly. Mold typically needs anywhere from 48 to 72 hours before it can start becoming present. So you want to make sure you're drying it out. We typically do a 3-day dry out on any water mitigation because that's the lifespan of mold is 48 to 72 hours typically is where it'll start up. But you're correct. We'll have a lot of instances where we require stabilization of the environment. So you don't necessarily have to have a flood or a broken pipe or something like that for mold. If the environment, if the humidity is too high, if you've got a structure that for some reason the air quality in the building is not correct, you can open yourself for possibly mold growth in your air ducts and other parts of the building that may not be getting the conditioned airspace that's required. So stabilization is important too to reduce the mold or to keep mold from growing.
Excellent. Yeah. So when you go into a water loss, you're taking moisture measurements, not only the moisture content of the actual building materials, but as well as the relative humidity inside the building. So part of the dry out process is not only removing the moisture, extracting moisture and removing wet building materials, but as well reducing the relative humidity within the building by dehumidification and other measures such as heat. You take all of that into consideration when you first start that dry out process.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about, we call it psychometrics. It's all about the psychometrics. It's about the readings. It's what's the humidity in the room or the structure versus the humidity outside. It can be something as simple on a hot day if it's really dry. You could open the window and moisture is always going to seek to go to dry. For example, you put a dry towel in a bathtub and hang it halfway over the bathtub. That water is going to crawl up that towel and crawl down the other side. It'll take it a little while, but it'll do it. So moisture is instinctive that it wants to go to a dry space. A lot of times on these losses, you'll see us drying down the lower units of the walls. We'll cut the first couple of feet to stop the water from crawling up the wall. But it's all about stopping it in its tracks. It's really about preventing the spread of the water and getting your results back to where you need to be. There's always a dry standard in every building, and you just need to measure, find out what your dry standard is, and get the building back to dry.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, tell us, how is a remediation company different than a mold inspection company?
Excellent question. So the assessment company, which is the mold inspection company, and we do the actual initial inspection to determine the scope of work that's needed for removal. The remediation company is charged with the actual removal, but our pricing is not based on how much mold we find or don't find. We're just there as an unbiased third party to give an actual assessment of what's going on in the room or in the actual building. We give the remediation company the actual scope of how large the project may be or how much mold damage there is. And then we write what's called a protocol to give to the remediation company for them to follow as far as removal, treatment, and then we clear the project for them to rebuild. So where the biggest difference is, at least in Texas, is that there is no conflict of interest as far as from a remediation contractor side. They're paid based on normally on materials removed or areas affected, and we usually have a set or base price for the actual inspection. So there's no conflict of interest there. We don't get paid any more or any less to find mold or don't find mold.
Excellent. You know, you mentioned conflict of interest, Mike, and that kind of leads me to my next question. Can or should a mold inspection company also do remediation, and why?
So my opinion, and I feel pretty strongly about it, is that we should not be allowed to do remediation on the same project. And the reason for that is if I'm paid to remove mold impacted materials and I'm also paid to find mold, to someone who doesn't know what they're looking for, I could just basically tell them, yep, this whole wall or this whole area or this whole building is impacted and we're going to have to remove X amount of materials and this is what it's going to cost. So if there isn't an unbiased third party making that initial assessment, you could see how some unscrupulous contractors could take advantage of that situation and request more materials be removed than actually is necessary. So I feel that it's very important, and we stand by the regulations here in Texas, that an assessment company should come in and do the initial inspection, determine the scope of work, and then hand that project off to a remediation contractor to actually do the removal. And that gives us a great checks and balance for those projects that we're on together.
Mike, in regards to the protocol that you provide to the remediation companies, share with us how you develop that protocol and some of the testing that goes into that so that the remediation companies can then take the project forward.
Sure. So once we have completed that initial inspection, it's really then all about the lab data. You know, once we get that lab data back, which is so valuable to us, we take samples from a surface sample to indoor air quality samples, can actually figure out really what's going on in those rooms or that entire home or the entire building based off of what we get back from the lab. From there, we can actually create the protocol. And basically, we're drawing up the floor plans for each floor or each room. And then based off of where the materials have been impacted, we will recommend removal, cleaning, or specific remediation steps to be taken in those areas, and then hand that off to Robbie for him to create the work plan.
Excellent. Excellent. Robbie, when you receive the actual protocol from Mold Inspection Sciences, what is the next step for you creating that work plan? Do you have a project manager who will review the protocol and then set forth your own work plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Typically what we do is we'll take the protocol, we'll review it here and go over our work plan to schedule labor, schedule materials. While we're working on that, we'll schedule a walkthrough on the job with the customer. And really what that does, it just kind of lets the customer know what's going on. It's very important to keep them in the loop. One thing that we always try to let the customer know is we've got this protocol. It's the answer to the test, basically. They've written everything out that we need to do. All we have to do is follow it. One thing we like to remind them is this is kind of step one. There's always a chance that as we get into this protocol, the scope could grow. It's very common for us to get in and find an initial protocol. Typically, it's visual inspections of the walls. Once we expose those walls through demolition, we may find more damage in there. That's one of the great parts about the relationship with Mike and Mold Inspection Sciences is we can have them come back out. We can send them pictures, show them what we found. They'll come back out, do a visual, and then they can actually do some testing on that. And if the protocol needs to change, such as, hey, we need to take this from demolition of 4 feet, we need to expand this to 8 feet. So they'll come in and they can adjust the protocol if need be. But we always just like to let the customer know, hey, we're going to open up this wall. We hope we don't find anything, but if we do, we'll follow up with that. We'll change the protocol as need be. But we want to let them know that this is a work in progress and this is it's a living, breathing document.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the main points that we need to make, how important it is in that communication between the indoor environmental professional and the consultants with Mold Inspection Sciences of Texas and the remediation company. Like you said, projects oftentimes do expand as far as the scope of work, making sure both parties are in the loop on that. How else do you guys work together as far as your communication? How else is it beneficial to the customer to be working with Mold Inspection Sciences of Texas and remediation companies such as Blackman Mooring, BMS, CAT?
Well, one great benefit that we have is by working with Mike and Mold Inspection Sciences, we know what to expect from them. And we can explain that to the customer. We can let the customer know, hey, if this is time sensitive, if this is something that we need to expedite lab results, just let us know. We can do that. Mold Inspection Sciences has the ability to react on the fly. Everybody's busy, but we just got to give Mike a call and they can come out and do emergency testing. They can actually do on-site lab results, expedite those results. Typically, it takes 2 to 3 days to get results back. Those guys can come out and set up and they can actually get the results on site within a few hours. So it depends on what the customer's needs are, obviously, but we know what to expect out of Mike and his team. They know what to expect from us and it just really works well and is very efficient.
Mike and Robbie, we'd love to hear a little bit more about the residential remediation process and how you work together on residential homes, condos. Share with us kind of the process and maybe share a story of a project you've worked on together and how that worked out.
Sure. One of them comes right to mind. We were on not too long ago. Actually, Robbie will probably remember this very well. It was a residential real estate purchase that, Robbie, would you say it was time sensitive?
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. Very time sensitive. The homeowner was looking to sell the property, give us about a week to complete the job.
Yeah, given a week there to come in and do the actual assessment, The remediation on it was quite extensive and grew quite a bit from the initial protocol that we wrote. And that's really where the communication piece between our two teams really comes in nicely, because our guys work together and work so closely all the time that we can get a lot of things done via a quick phone call, a quick video call. But you don't have those types of opportunities with people you just don't know, because you don't even know it's available. You don't even know how to get to those people, or that it's something that's within our tool belt. We have those types of situations all the time where we can get eyes on something, we can make a quick assessment, and we can get through it. And I'll tell you that on this job itself, those happen more often than not, and we were able to get through them very efficiently.
Wow. 1 week turnaround from inspection and assessment to and testing to final remediation. Did you guys end up doing a post-clearance test on that project?
Yes, we did. And the nice part about some of the other relationships that we have with some of our labs is that we can get actual on-site testing done right inside the actual home. And we did that on this job just because of the time sensitivity on it. We got it knocked out and all the teams were on site for the testing, and we all kind of shared a high five at the end of it, knowing that we all did a great job. The client was happy and they closed on the home. I think it was the next week there.
Wow. I think that's the best example of going above and beyond that I've heard in a long time. Mike, next time you do an on-site analysis like that, you need to give me a call. I need to fly out to Texas.
Definitely. Sounds good.
I'd love to see it.
The way we worked together on this project was really impressive. I walked this job with our crews to see where we were at. And we had really about 1 day to play with there in the middle. And typically the way it would work on this residential setting, we would execute the protocol. We would set our equipment. We would be scrubbing the air. We'd give it 48 hours to scrub to make sure there were no airborne particles that had been disturbed, could be up in the air. We would run all that through HEPA filters to scrub everything out. So we had about an extra day in there. We actually called Mike and said, hey, can you guys come over and do a visual inspection to make sure we don't miss anything? The worst thing we would do is scrub this for 2 days, get it ready to test, and then find out that possibly we failed the test because we missed something. So we had, I believe it was Mike and Ben actually came out and met us there at the job site, walked it, gave us the visual clearance that everything looked good, and we were good to go ahead and start our equipment up and get everything going. But it worked out great, but it's just perfect to know that we can call them on a moment's notice. They can drop everything and come out. And really, it saved potentially a couple extra days on the end of the job. Turns out we didn't need them, but it was nice to know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it would be difficult for most companies to be able to pull that off. And that certainly is a very good example of how well you guys communicate and work together, and not an easy task. So pretty amazing, really. Mike and Robbie, tell me a little bit about maybe a commercial project that you've been on and an example of how you've worked together on a larger scale property or building.
Sure, gladly. We've done hundreds of projects with Blackman Mooring, BMS Cat here in Austin and throughout the state. One of the largest projects I think that we've worked on was a very large local hotel loss. It was a multi-million dollar project. We had poor construction led to many failures in the roof, HVAC components and plumbing components. We were on this job together for over 2 years and still going on. And the relationships and the communications that happen over those 2 years really mirror what happens on a much larger level, what happened on our residential job. We lean on each other in certain situations. They have a situation, they need a set of eyes on it. We're not far. We have a consultant that's on site or nearby. We can send over, get another set of eyes on it, get a project manager set of eyes on it. Same thing with Robbie's team. We could be up on the 35th floor and they have a team down on the 12th floor. And we call down and, hey, we need you guys to get up here and take down this containment or set up another area for us. And those things just happen right on site. It's all tied into the relationships that we have. And we're both professional organizations. And we do what it takes to get the job done. Wouldn't you agree, Robbie?
Oh, I agree 100%. I can recall times on this project where we would be working on one floor, like you referenced, you're on another floor, and there'd be a need for us to come up and possibly do an exploratory cut so you guys could actually see into a wall or see into a cavity to help do your testing. So many different protocols on this job. We've met with the ownership. It's about scheduling with this. Obviously, hospitality is very difficult because it's all about getting heads in beds, as they say, right? We're having to work around a tight schedule. You're having to fit in holidays. You've got to know your customer. You can't work after hours. Nobody wants to be woken up at 7 o'clock in the morning because of air scrubbers or somebody cutting drywall on the next floor. So it's about dealing with a customer and knowing your customer and knowing what their responsibility is, obviously. So it's a great partnership. Like Mike said, we've been down there for a couple of years on this job actually together, but the customer is very happy. It's worked well. It's been a partnership made in heaven, definitely at this property.
Robbie, from a consumer standpoint, 2 years seems like a long time for a project. How did that start?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So really what happened, we got the call. There was a busted chiller line on the 37th floor. I couldn't tell you the exact amount of water that came out of that thing before they got it shut off, but it was considerable. And obviously the path of least resistance says that water's going to be at the first floor in no time at all. So by the time we got on scene, it was raining in the lobby of the hotel. So you can just imagine the chaos that ensued there. It was a massive cleanup. There was a lot of demolition to do before anything even happened from a mold protocol standpoint. But you can just imagine the way that water would expand through the building. So while you get the initial mitigation done, there's going to be outstanding problems that are going to creep up on you. And that's kind of where Mike first came in on the project and Mold Inspection Sciences. And it's just grown. And that project's just had different losses and different needs over the last 2 years. So while I would say that the project's definitely wrapping down, that building was almost built twice, to be honest with you, at the end of the day. But it's wrapping up. But it's been a great project for both of us, as far as the workmanship, and as far as the relationship, I guess I should say, that we've built together, and the relationship with the customer. The customer knows if they have any issue, they know who to call. We've all been very, very great partners through this thing. So they know who they can count on when they need water mitigation or mold remediation.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. This is a part of the show, Robbie, where we'd like to get to know you a little bit better and your company. Can you share with us some of the things that you and your team do to build your company culture?
Yeah, sure. So company culture is something we're always working on. I joke with a lot of the folks up here that we really, a lot of times, we spend more time together than we do with our own families, because we get so involved with these projects that we're working on, and you get so intimate with them that you realize that you've been working for 10 or 12 days straight on this project. You come to work and it's dark, you go home and it's dark, you're home for 2 hours and you go to bed. So we're kind of a big family up here, obviously. Some things that we really try to do is we work hard together. We've got some growing pains sometimes together. But we want to enjoy it and play together. So we get out. We like to cook out a lot as a company. We'll do company events. We had our first company picnic this year. But obviously, anytime it's around a holiday, we like to celebrate the holidays. We like to have food. We like to do dot cookouts, reward our employees, and just show everybody overall really the appreciation that we have for them. It's so hard. It's such a busy industry. It's hard to take a lot of time out of our busy schedule to do that. So sometimes we have to bring it into the building and do it that way. But if we can get everybody out of the building and get them out on a golf tournament, take them out to do some skeet shooting, or just get out and cook for them, let them bring their kids out and have a fun day at a local ranch that is right down the road, that's all very important. And I think it just shows the company that, hey, we're all in this together. We're going to grow. We're going to succeed. We're going to win and lose as one.
Yeah, I'd like to also chime in on that. I've been a part of multiple Blackman Mooring BMS CAD events, and it's just really nice to see a company that does things like that with their employees, as we do as well. And we've been proud to partner with them on a number of those events. Our culture aligns a lot with the culture of Blackman Mooring BMS CAD. They take care of their employees just like we do. And they're not just a company that we recommend, but they're also a company that we respect in the industry. And we're proud to be a partner with them.
Absolutely. That's excellent. Well, Mike and Robbie, any final thoughts today?
I would just like to say one thing there on the end. If you think about it, like we talked about it earlier, how this is such a traumatic event for the customer, the consumer, right? If you look at it, especially residentially, for most people that ever have this type of situation with mold, needing remediation and testing, their home is their most important asset. It's typically the biggest financial investment you'll make in your life. And at the end of the day, we want to provide a good service. We want to give them the peace of mind that this has been taken care of. They can sleep at night. They're not worried about their kids' health, their health. And also, should they ever decide to sell that investment and move on to another house, that they don't have to worry about the resale value of their home being affected. So anytime this loss happens, it can be taken care of. You can get back to normal. That's really what, at the end of the day, what our job is. Let us get you back to normal, whatever your normal may be, but we want to get you back to normal.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more, Robbie. And to our listeners, just that answer in itself should tell you why we're proud to partner with a company like Blackman Mooring. Thanks a lot, Robbie.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Craig.
This conversation has been helpful to demonstrate what is involved with mold assessment and remediation, the services you offer, how the roles are different and equally important, and how a collaborative relationship can benefit consumers the most. Thank you, Robbie, for your expertise and best practices for helping people on such a large scale through all of your service categories. And a special thank you to my co-host today, Mike Marshall. Stay safe, and I can't wait to share more information with you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Secret Life of Mold podcast. If you need help with mold issues in your home or office, we'd love to help. For our Texas location, please call 888-335-MOLD. That's 888-335-6653. Or email contact@moldtx.com. For our locations other than Texas, reach out to our customer care team at 800-619-MOLD. That's 800-619-6653. Or email us at contact@moldsci.com.